Cooked and Bombed presents Blue Jam.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk
or chilled.cream.org.
Quam who stumble home full drunk, crawl to door, then slowly dawns. This was your house 5 months ago, before the fall, before it all gone arse up long ago. When sudden seized with glee in park, to chase a ball and dribble, hero barging left and right, then shouts, parental what the fucks, and sudden you be flung to mud, scushed behead by kiddie feet, and sneered and laughed to weeping pardons. And when you are the burning man who sees his flaming legs and sprints for nearest garage, grabs a pump and squirting, blazing in the forecourt, screaming, come on, splat my ratatouille across the sky. Then welcome. Conclusion, Bejli.
Spread your glutes.
Thanks.
Gavin Warrens. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I've got quite a bad pain in my stomach here.
Right. What sort of pain?
It hurts.
Yes, but... is it a sharp pain?
Sort of, yeah. It's...
Sort of. You see, it helps if I know exactly what sort of pain it is.
Well, I made a noise on the bus.
Right, so it's pretty severe.
Well, I suppose it could be worse. But...
you're not being very clear about this. Okay, let me put it like this. Does your stomach hurt as much as my finger would if I hit it with this mallet?
Well, depends how hard, I suppose.
This hard.
Doctor! Oh, dear.
Do you think it hurts that much?
I don't know, really.
Look, you must give me a definite answer. I'm trying to establish whether or not you have an ulcer.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, is it as painful as this?
I don't know.
Look, put your hand on the table.
Really?
Yes. Is your stomach more painful than your hand? Good, right. It's probably not an ulcer then. I'll give you some antacid and take it easy for a few days, okay? Maybe next time you'll come up with a better description. I can't go on smashing my hand up every time you come in, can I?
My...
I don't know, nor yours. Bye-bye then. Oh, my God. Mrs. Vest? You've been out for so long, I've quite forgotten about you. Sorry. Can you still feel where I hit you on the head with a hammer? Does that hurt more than the backache?
No.
Sure? Good. Well, in that case, it's unlikely to be a prolapsed disc. It's probably just a muscle strain. I'll give you some mild painkillers, but really, you should just rest up for a few days, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, thanks for coming in. Take your time going out if you want to. I've got some paperwork to do. You've got about 10 minutes, actually. Okay. Jolly good.
Eyes. forget the day Mark Goodyear said he'd had a baby. Baby, 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 baby. He brought the little bundle in for Coochie-Coo, and you could tell immediately something was wrong. It had the rough form of a baby and a kind of a face, albeit scrawled out in magic marker and gashes, but it had no bones at all. Turned out he'd had large slices of fat removed from his body and bundled up in some loose skin, stitched into the approximate shape of a baby, and told himself he was now a daddy. That was 6 months ago. Of course, no one speaks to him now, but he still carries that thing around with him. I saw him trying to feed it some banana, pressing a soft fruit into the chaos of desiccated human hide and sticky lipid. And he's developed a whole host of nervous tics. I reckon you can hear them on air. Sure won't be long for him.
This must stop.
In this cup, really, can you put it could you in this cup?
This one's nearly asleep.
Could you please stop the girl?
Just stick it in the cup for a couple of minutes.
Well, it's there's orange.
It'd be a great help.
It'll spill.
Well, I'll mop it up.
People watching.
Oh, don't be such a baby. Just plop it in the cup. Honestly, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Well, go on then.
Bloody hell.
There you are.
It's in the cup, Mummy.
No, stop this. Silly girl. Look at the trousers there.
You're really orange now.
I think you should pull your trousers up, please, sir. And come with me, please. Yeah, I think we should sort this out.
Yeah, you see.
Are you going?
I was doing it for the girl, the mother said.
This girl made you do it?
No, you see, really, that's what I mean. I didn't.
I'm sorry about this, madam. Come on, son. Come on.
Why would I stick myself in some cold orange?
Well, up to the guards first, please. Just follow me, sir.
I was doing it to amuse the
child.
Come on, sir. She wanted to see my bottom.
Can't leave you alone. Can't leave you alone. No.
You can't hide from the flip side. Your foolish pride can't sustain the strain. Trouble bubbles inside. You can try, but you cannot resist. If we insist, persistent, every instant, every moment in time, we are on your mind.
Can't leave you alone. Can't leave you alone, no.
We have ways to make you understand. We demand you let us in under your skin. You tuned into the frequency. We can let you be. We live happily. The flip side.
Mother! Papa, would you please let me explain? I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Just let me explain.
So, what did he say?
Well, he said he'd come to deal with the cracks at the front of the house.
Yes.
And he said he knew what was wrong.
Right.
And I said what? And he said it's the wheel.
The wheel?
Yes. You have to change the wheel.
The wheel?
Yes, that's what he said. He said all houses have got one somewhere to absorb shocks.
A wheel?
Yes, a wheel. And he went off to look for it, and so I went through and made him a cup of coffee.
He went to look for the house wheel?
Yes. Yes, and a half an hour later he said he'd found it.
No. What? Jesus.
Well, he showed it to me and said he'd dug it up from the foundation.
Oh, Benny!
Look, he showed me the hole.
And what did it look like?
Well, a bit like a van wheel, I suppose.
Oh, bloody hell, Benny!
Well, he said it would be £2,000 for a new one.
£2,000?
Yes, I know, but listen, I know it's a lot, but he reckons it would cost £25,000 to get it underpinned, so I said, All right,
you can't all right, make... a man charging £2,000 to bury a van wheel!
Well, I didn't know, did I? I mean, how do you know a house doesn't have a wheel to absorb shocks?
Oh, fuck it, Benny, that's the biggest bit of bunker I've ever heard in my life!
Well, how do you know? Maybe the tyre needs pumping up.
Betty!
Well, that could be it. Look, I'll call him and get him round to pump it up.
You do no such thing.
Well, all right, then I won't. I won't do that then. Don't blame me if the bloody house falls down.
You've broken the man £2,000 to bury a van wheel.
Oh, well, I just hope he doesn't fall on your fucking head.
Took a turn and promised to return the way we were, the way we met, the way I lit your cigarette, the way it trailed into a stream and lay down between. Choose a side to lose and divide yourself into the way you were long before you were a walking civil war, but you forget where the road goes and tonight it shows. Your soul, I tried to climb, but found the hole too high for me to leave the way I learned and found I couldn't turn the way the trees and falling rain remind. Change.
My name's Gregory Corbish. I run the Prothic Agency. It's a niche business. Essentially, we provide thick people for employment in jobs they can actually do better than anyone else. For example, they're very good at winning arguments. They're too thick to realise they've lost.
Yeah.
I've come to pick up a black Lexus.
Right, number please.
Right, on this bit of paper.
Rowena's particularly thick and very good with officials.
I'm picking it up for Mr. Hunter.
She really doesn't grasp anything.
That will be £135, please.
Oh, it's worth more than that. It's worth about £12,000.
No, the £135 is the fine you have to pay.
But Mr. Hunter paid £12,000 for it.
Well, you're not buying the car.
No, I'm not. It's Mr. Hunter's.
Well, you have to pay a fine of £135 before we can let you have the car back.
But it's worth £12,000.
Well, I'm not disputing that. But you owe us a fine of £135 and you have to pay us that if you want to take the car away.
He paid £12,000 for it.
Yeah, I just said that is irrelevant, right? The car was clamped and bought here because you were illegally parked, and that's why you have to pay for it.
Sorry, you don't seem to understand. That car cost Mr. Hunter £12,000. I don't see why I should pay £135 for something that is worth £12,000, which he's paid anyway, that's the other thing.
Look, all right, yeah, Mr. Hunter owns a car, but you must pay by law £135 before we can give you the car back.
That one over there.
Yes, and if you give me £135 as is required by the law, then you can take it away now, right?
Sorry, I don't understand.
All right, well, I'll explain then. Mr. Hunter's car was parked in a restricted area, right?
What?
A restricted area.
Right.
You know what a restricted area is?
No.
It's an area where there are parking meters, right?
Parking meters?
Yeah. You know what those are?
Yes, I know what a parking meter are.
Right. And Mr. Hunter's parking meter was over time.
He hasn't got a parking meter.
The one he was at.
What?
The parking meter, he didn't put enough money in.
He puts his money in the car.
Yes, well, he should have put it in the parking meter.
There's a money tray in the car.
Yes, but I am saying that he should have put his money in the parking meter.
I just said he puts his money in the car.
I'm not talking about the car, right?
What?
I'm talking about the parking meter.
Why?
Because he didn't put enough money in it.
I know. He puts his money in the tray.
Look, I don't care about the fucking tray,
don't
right?
Don't get horrid with me.
Right, okay, I'm sorry, right? It's just, you just don't seem to be able to understand. Listen, the car was parked illegally, and you must pay us a fine of £135 now if you want to take the car away.
I've told you before, it's worth £12,000.
Oh, God, listen! You exceeded the time on a parking meter, and so the
it's
car
It's not
was
a
closed.
Parking meter, it's a car!
I know it's a fucking car, I know it is, you stupid woman, for Christ's sake!
Mr. Hunter's never had a parking meter!
Right.
Yeah.
Give her the key, mate.
What? Come on.
Give her the key, we've got about 50 people here we want to get to, just give her the key.
Really? I mean, I think she's just...
Well, just give it, make sure no one sees, just get rid of her.
There you are, madam.
Oh. Thank you.
Right.
You didn't have to shout like that.
Yeah, please, will you just leave now?
Do you do car washes?
What?
I'm on!
Oh,
we'll start at 12:15 and you'll be fully opened up by 2.
Right. And will you be wanting a tinted overhead mirror?
Yes, please.
Uh-huh. What hue?
Can I see the card, please?
Certainly.
Magenta.
I'm Gus Wingard.
And I'm Sandra Vilex.
We've been offering this treatment for 6 years now.
Any preference for music?
Panpipes of the Andes. And a bit of rogue stuff thrown in by you?
Certainly, Douglas. I think you'll find we have some suitable ambient vibes. Essentially, we open up the abdomen from top to bottom and allow people to peer into their own body cavities in a mirror on the ceiling.
Are you comfortable, Douglas?
All right. I'll just clean you out a bit. And quick saline glaze. Yes, that feels nice and cool.
One of the things we do is shine a searchlight through the open thorax so the intestines are backlit.
Sometimes the light is purple.
Are you ready for your Kim? Most people have a Kim.
That's a kinetically inducted massage where the table oscillates and the body contents slop gently from one side to the other, creating miniature abdominal tides and refracting the light rather beautifully.
Settle back. Good. We do quite a lot of intestinal reconciliations.
Okay, Warren. Douglas is ready now.
I'm not sure. I'm a bit nervous.
Well, don't be nervous.
Here it goes.
Good. And if you feel something hard and knobbly, you've hit the spine.
Oh. Douglas? Did you want to see me about something in the office?
I think personal disagreements seem rather trivial after you've spent an hour with your hand in the sticky warmth of someone else's mesentery.
I don't think we've got a real problem, have we?
It does all feel very far away now.
We're also getting a lot of interest from club culture.
It's just an aesthetic.
A lot of them are now asking for abdominal eels.
They go to an all-nighter with a live eel stitched into the thorax and have it taken out the next day.
I'm in a bit. You know, with the eels, it's not really the pain. You know, you're just going around thinking, what the fuck have I done to myself?
It's that has got inside true you. Gravitas,
yeah.
Eels.
It's fucking heinous, mate. Yeah.
The only problems we tend to get are from very unrelaxed women in their early 30s.
Okay. Quite. I like to get up.
Karen, you're getting yourself dirty.
You've got my.
I've got to go with it now.
Bring it down now. Come on, that's it. Karen, shop, we're going to bring you down now. Drag her this way. I can't do anything with these.
Is it gone?
Next year, we're going to be starting a new treatment where we take 8 opened up people and allow them to spend a night together in a wood.
Did you give the world some love today, babe? Did you give the world some love today, babe? Well, you gave me lots of love, that's true. You give the world some love, too. Did you give the world some love today? for your heart is always full of love, babe. And you gave me lots of love today, babe. Will you also keep the world in mind? Tell me what you did for all mankind. Did you give the world some love today, babe? Everybody in this world has to do a whole lot more than love the one they spend a lifetime looking for. You just can't keep your love in a cozy little shell. Gotta love the one you love and the whole darn world as well.
Is a frail old man in a wheelchair trying to shake hands with an elephant.
See down by the crossroads over there? There's a lot of bribes there in the 70s.
I saw a bribe once.
Yes.
No, I did. He chased it back down a tour and then shot it with a broom.
Remember school?
Creepy Rogers made us all jump into his pocket.
Mikey too was very depressed for about a year after that.
School made him retake his shoe size. Hey, guess what?
What's that, Les?
My fart smells like a target.
Go jump in the pond, Les.
Really? Okay.
Les! You really are a soft bollock, Des.
That's the pond where Rodney the Watt used to fight Plastic Bob in the shallows.
Plastic Bob didn't have much to do after he was sacked for being a stick.
In the end, Rodney the Watt got drowned.
He went under and never came up again.
Turn out Bob tied his face to the bottom with a newt.
Hey lads.
Les, don't stand on your hands.
You're cold.
1 year, up on that hill, there was a reflection of a sod.
Mikey? Yeah.
Which is earlier? 9 o'clock? Or the other one?
Les. See up there? By the nerves? That's where Les found out his dad was a glass of water.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it, no.
He's not really, of course. We just told him that about 10 years ago and he still believes it.
Don't drink it, no. No.
Now all you have to do is to get out a glass of water.
Don't drink it, no. Daddy.
Daddy. Les, you broke your daddy.
Your daddy. He's my daddy. He's my daddy.
Is he?
Yeah. Daddy.
I thought we were just joking.
Daddy.
Oh, crikey, we haven't got a...
to the darkness, the sun to rule the day, and the moon to rule the night, and the stars to give light to the darkness.
Come in.
Afternoon.
Ah, yes. Park your pudding.
Thanks.
Gary Pascoe, isn't it?
Gary Taz.
Taz, of course. Taz.
Taz.
Ah, yes. And now, you've come in for your test results.
Yes.
Right. HIV test. Gary Taz.
Is there a problem?
Not really. I can't find your results. But give me a tick. I'm pretty sure I can remember them.
Well, they got lost.
No, we just got a new girl on the files. Oh, damn. Oh, they came in yesterday. I saw them. They said, Yes, I can see the form there.
Maybe there's...
No, just give me a minute. I can even see the guy's signature. VZ.
Doctor.
Now, where's the bloody result?
Really?
Hang on. I remember thinking something when I read them. Now, what was it? Was it surprising?
I don't know.
It could have been, yes. Right, I was surprised. Now, you look quite ill, and I was surprised, so that would suggest that the result was negative.
Yes. Hi, Doctor, please.
No, of course not. Dad. No. It wasn't that simple, anyway.
I'm really
it was
very
more like,
worried.
Yeah, hang on. Yes, I can see it now.
I've got to know.
It was positive. I can see it now, bottom right.
Oh, my God.
I think you're HIV positive. Yeah. Phew. Sorry about that. I'm not normally that forgetful. So, I'll check that out and we'll take necessary steps as soon as it's confirmed. Okay.
Right.
Okay, good. See you next time.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Cheersy. Gary Taz?
Yeah.
Hello. Dr. Perlin here, phoning about your test result.
Yes.
It was positive after all that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I knew it was, really. Just had a bit of a blip, you see.
Right.
Well, won't happen again, I can promise you that. Okay.
Right. Yes.
If it does, I'll be pretty worried, actually. Righto then. Cheers, Yosie.
Bye.
Your house 5 months ago, before the fall, before it all gone arse up long ago. When sudden seized with glee in park to chase a ball and dribble, hero barging left and right, then shouts parental what the fucks, and sudden you be flung to mud, scushed behead by kiddie feet, and sneered and laughed to weeping pardons. And when you are the burning man who sees his flaming legs and sprints for nearest garage, grabs a pump and squirting, blazing in the forecourt, screaming, come on, splat my ratatouille across the sky. Then welcome. Ah, conclusion, Beigely.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk or chilled.cream.org.